As big corporations position themselves for life after the recession, many small businesses are just trying to stay alive. Today, in our series looking at how small business owners are faring in the recession, we report on a young couple who are scrimping at home to make ends meet at work. Reporter Jenny Brundine of member station KUER has more.
He's lifting his trunk and he...
3-year-old Nadia Mellum squeezes a fuzzy elephant one last time on her way out of the store, That's My Room. She doesn't want to leave. The store is sunny and open. Colorful fairies and magical castles don the walls. And the beds look fun. Violet canopy poster beds and bunk beds with bright, easy-to-climb staircases. Nadia says the top bunk is where she'll sleep. Never mind her older sister, Mia.
And probably Mia can move to the bottom, and maybe I can move to the top.
Nadia is sold. Her mom, Natalie, loves the durable, high-quality beds, too. But this month, the family has had too many other bills.
I think we'll be back here when the budget's right.
More often than not, though, people don't make it back to John and Amy Levy's store. Sales are slow, $3,000 to $5,000 a month. Not enough for the couple to take a paycheck in the entire year and a half they've owned the store. It's taking hard work, sacrifice, and an effusive optimism that only a couple who built a 12-foot-high pink bunny rabbit van could have.
It has big ears and feet and hips and cheeks, and it's furry on the inside.
The van helps promote the store. The Levys are in their early 30s with no children. John was tiring of his job in software sales. Amy was a physical therapist.
I was okay with it because we kind of wanted to do something together. He's my best friend, and we actually work really well together, and I just thought, why not?
Soon after they opened, the recession hit. They started having month-long stretches with no bed sales, their bread and butter. Over the winter, they took on server jobs in bars to make ends meet.
We were pushing about 80 to 90 hours of work a week.
It was really stressful. It took a toll on our relationship.
As the recession deepened, the couple got behind in their home mortgage, but they wanted to keep the store. So Amy returned to work as a physical therapist, leaving John alone in the shop.
I just went and turned the lights off in our store. We have 125 halogen lights.
When customers leave, John switches the lights off to save money. The couple found a cheaper long-distance provider and focus on free advertising now, like the bunny rabbit van. Those little things slash their overhead by $2,000 a month. Trimming their budget at home was next. A fireplace warms the Levys' funky mountain home, which for a time they feared they would lose. They took on a roommate and qualified for a 40% temporary reduction in their mortgage. They now pack lunches, and John and Amy wear a lot of wool.
We turn the heat down really low, and we have fires. Last year,
we turned it down to 51 degrees in our house, and it was freezing. I mean,
but
it was absolutely...
we would just, huddle around the fire.
The cutbacks
really
have allowed them to keep the store open, at least for now.
We aren't people that are going to give up. I mean, we're kind of like chameleons. We have to adapt to the context of our lives at any particular point.
John says days with just one or two customers can be depressing. But setting up a bed for a child in his or her home is very satisfying.
I do get something back. I do get paid. I just don't get paid in money. I get paid in the enjoyment I get from being here and having this store.
And once the snow melts next spring and children's festivals start up, they say they'll dust off their giant pink bunny mobile and drum up more business. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.
And tomorrow we'll meet a beer maker in Colorado who's getting some nice profits thanks to a provision in the government stimulus bill.